Mecca, to add much beyond what we said in the Ma'amar, maybe a few small points in there. The Gemara says that we learned from our Chana, Zani Yoisha Neitzeva Simcha Bozeh, I am the woman who stands here with you, who is standing here with you, Mikan, Sh'osr Leishay V'seichar V'amashal Tefillah. From here we learn that it's also to sit within four amas of Tefillah. But the source for this, which we're trying to talk about, even because it's an Neitzeva Simcha, that I'm standing here with you, that I'm in the same four amas with you, and we're both standing here because you weren't allowed to sit while I was davening, or because of the hey of Imecha, right? It says Imecha, I am Imecha. Hey, so that says that Eli was outside of her four amas, he was in the fifth amas, that's where he was sitting, or because of Neitzeva Simcha Bozeh, that Zeh B'Gematria is 12, and that refers to the three directions around her, four directions around her. Exactly how much the fourth direction, we'll talk about a little bit maybe later. But Bekitzer, there are a bunch of sources for this din. I don't think there's really any, according to most of the Mefarshim, there isn't too much of an afkamina between regarding a source. But what there is discussion about is what exactly is the reason for this din. Beyond whatever, we learn that from Chana, but there obviously has to be a reason for this din. Why is it that it's also to sit within our Ba'amas Shalfit? So, the tour speculates the reason is because there's a problem here. You nira kapikaris. You look like a kofer. You look like a person who's a heretic. But there's somebody near you who's davening, and you are not. You're not davening. It looks like it's a problem. Similar to what it's, you know, if the tzibur is saying shema, if the tzibur is saying the psikum of shema, so you have to say shema along with them. Why? See, it shouldn't look like they're being habal machal shema. I mean, you're not. So a similar idea is, says the Torah, that it's also to have somebody there standing and davening, and you're sitting there and not. So why does it matter if you're sitting or standing according to the Torah? How do you understand? If he says also leisha, you're not allowed to sit toch arba'am shel tefillah. But if you're standing, so what? How does it make any difference?
It's Well,
no. According to the Torah doesn't mention such a reason at all. According to the Torah, the only reason why you're not allowed to sit is because why? Because nira kekayfer. It's because you look like you're not bekayfer. That this guy is being mekabel olachas shemayim to tefillah, and you're not. So what's the difference if you're sitting and standing? And if you're standing and not davening, how does that help? So what's pshat? What?
What the people say.
Well, he doesn't say kavod hashchina. The Torah doesn't say kavod hashchina. That might be a different reason. What?
It's what the people say.
Yeah, okay. So you're saying near it. In other words, it's really, obviously, I'm not a kofer. The issue is what it looks like. Right? So if I'm, this fellow was standing in davening, and I'm sitting, it looks like there's something that I'm doing anti him. This is especially true if you take into account what the Rosh says, the what? That if I'm already sitting, the other guy comes, then I'm allowed to continue sitting, right? Because who bobek buli? He came into my domain. So what does that mean? That means, look, here I'm not doing something active against what he's doing. I'm already sitting down. He starts davening because, okay, you did that. I'm just continuing to do what I'm doing, right? But if he comes and davens, and I want to sit down, that's where there's a problem. It's, again, similar by Kriya Shema. The loch is by Kriya Shema. If the call is saying Kriya Shema, you're in psukhi dezirma, what should you do? If you're in Pesukhi Dezirma, what should you do? You say Kriya Shema. And if you're in Birchos Kriya Shema, what do you do?
Say Shema. Cover your eyes.
Right. Cover your eyes and look like you're saying Shema. Meaning that's enough. If it's possible for you to say Shema, fine. But if not, so then you just cover your eyes and look like you're saying Shema so as not to go ahead and like do something that's against what the Tzibur is doing. You look like you're going along. So too, if you're standing, or at least if you start off sitting, right, and you don't go ahead and sit down while he's davening, so then it's already not a problem of nira kikaifer. It looks like you're not being cursed and that you're not being mekabel omah b'shamayim. So that's the reason of the tour. The reason that the Taz gives is what? What does the Taz say? What's the reason? I think it's pretty clear. It's a different reason. The other reason is what? It's not because he's being mekabel omah b'shamayim and it looks like you're not. But when somebody is davening, he's omei lifnei hashchina, he's standing before Hashem. One of the effects of being misbalel and standing before Hashem is that the area around where the person is being misbalel, has been designated as Admas Kodesh, right? It becomes like holy ground. It's like standing kivyachol in the Beis HaMikdash, right? It's like standing in, as if in the Beis HaMikdash. It says, by the way, the person is a foul, he should imagine. The Rambam, it says, he should imagine as if he's standing in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so when a person is talking to the Shechina, so he creates a, like a field around him, an area around him, a Baal Adamas, where he's making it an Admas Kodesh. And therefore, wow, it's not proper to sit in an area where it's Admas Kodesh, but to stand, okay, you're showing it respect. So the issue of standing is not, I'm standing like he's standing. I'm standing because what? Because I'm showing this place, this area, respect, because it's Admas Kodesh. That's why I have to stand. So it's very clear why even if I'm standing, even though I'm not davening, it's not a problem. The issue is standing. What does the Rosh say? The Rosh says that what? That if Tosfos brings it down, B'shem HaGoyim, the whole problem of sitting is what? As if I'm Yeshev, but if I'm sitting and doing nothing. But if I'm sitting and doing what? What do they say? And similar things. So then it's not a problem. Then it's okay. Right? So now, according to the Torah, according to the reason of the Torah, that it's the interview of Kabbalah Zalmal Shemaim, it's very clear why it's not a problem. If I'm reading Kriya Shema V'Yirchai Seha, so then what? I'm actively being Kabbalah Zalmal Shemaim. So the whole reason is not a problem. But what if I'm only Oseik Batara? What if I'm Oseik Batara? Is that enough? What if I'm learning Torah? What does the Torah say? The Torah holds it's not enough. The Torah says, right? Umashim Yidivrayim, the fourth line in number four, Umashim Yidivrayim, Shim Oseik Batara Osir, that if I'm learning Torah, it's Osir. Shalo is Giru El Kriya Shema Alvir Chayseh, because they only mention Kriya Shema and its brachas. The Hochi Nistabrim, this makes sense. Afal gav the chamira Torah mitfilah, even though Torah is considered on a higher level than tefillah. Shari misha taroso umenoso eno mafsek mimena latfilah, because the person that his whole he learns Torah all day long, he doesn't stop in order to daven. It's a mishnah in Shabbos. Baha tefillah adifa. Here tefillah plays a more important role than Torah. Why? Shatam she'osru leisha b'serach arba amashol tefillah. The reason why now is within arba amashol tefillah mipneishin nirek ilu chavera mekabel ova malchus shemayim hu ena mekabel. Because it looks like my friend is being mekabel ova malchus shemayim and I'm not. And when I'm dealing with Kriya Shema and its brachas, then this problem is gone. But if I'm learning Torah, there's still a problem. Right? I'm learning Torah, but I'm not being mekabel ol malchus shemayim by learning Torah. So there is still a problem that it looks like he's being mekabel ol malchus shemayim and I am not. Now, whereas according to, go ahead.
So the Torah
says that I'm reading in the Torah. The Torah says, right, that it's the Oseik Batara is not enough because you have to either be standing, meaning showing that you're like him, that you're not doing anything actively against him, or you have to be actively being mekabel ol malchus shemayim. Right.
What does it mean by
kiyosek?
What's other
anything
else?
Oh, so we'll explain in a moment. So what is it? The Taz, what does he say? The Taz says what? The Taz says, "Nah, I don't like the reason of the tour. I'll relate to why in a moment." He says the reason of Admas Kodesh. So he says, "Look, three lines on the end of the Taz. Avlim Oseik b'Tfila o b'Divrei Torah. If you're learning Tfila or learning, if you're davening or learning Torah, Afidu Yosei." Even if I'm sitting, I'm also doing a Devar Kedusha. I'm not disrespecting the Admas Kodesh because I'm doing something of Kedusha. So then, nearly Tam Nachum, this seems to be a correct reason for those who hold Gan Divrei Torah Mahani. The Divrei Torah also works Kamosha Kosav Achar Kach, as it says earlier. Okay? Now, I think that this Ta'az is Meduyuk in the Ritva, in source number 5. Look at source number 5, on the top, random on the top, left. He's, what's the reason? If you look three lines before that little break, he says, "V'tama," see that? "V'tama mishum sheshchina teifeses arba amas shel tefila." The reason why you're not allowed to sit is because the shchina is teifes arba amas shel tefila. Whose reason is that? The Torah or the Taz? The Shekhinah is Taz. The Shekhinah is holding on to the four Amos Shel Tefillah. Doesn't say anything about an Amnira Kekaifer. That's the key line according to the Torah. Right? The key line is that I'm doing something that he's not. Right? So, the reason L'chorah according to the Ritva is like the Taz. The Omra Gainim Zal, the Gainim say, Dahani Nili B'Yoshe V'Doming. This is only true if I'm sitting silent. Avalimu Kore Kriya Shema. Oh? Shum Dvar Torah. But if I'm reading Kriya Shema, or I'm saying any kind of Dvar Torah, there's no problem. Where exactly is in the Shambi is not so clear. But it's clear the Ritva would link these two things together. The Ritva is saying exactly like the Taz. He's saying that as long as Lot, that the reason why is because Shekhinah is Tefes Dar Bar Mashal Tefillah. Right, the Shekhinah is in that area of Amishal Tefillah. So if you're learning Torah, it's enough. One of the questions of the Taz has on the tour is what? If you say that the reason is because Ein Mekabel Malchus Shemayim, this person being Mekabel Malchus Shemayim Tefillah, you're not. So then by Kriya Shema, he has a question, what? By Kriya Shema should be even worse. If somebody is sitting and reciting Kriya Shema, how could you sit? Well, he says, the name is also Leishay Besuch Dal Amashal Akar Kriya Shema Veshosek. It's also to sit within four Amas of Kriya Shema and be quiet. The Iker Kabbalah O Malchus Shemayim will be Kriya Shema. Because the Iker Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim is in Kriya Shema. But Tefillah Lav B'Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, Tefillah is not really B'Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. Rachmei Utslusay, that's davening. It's asking for things. Yeah? So he's asking on the tour if the reason for the tour is Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. And if somebody's sitting in davening and saying Kriya Shema, I shouldn't be allowed to sit next to him and be quiet. Yeah. I don't know. If you move away, so then I'm not part of this. Well, he does say. The second question is: says according to you, right? According to the second, according to this reason, there's a difficulty. What does it help to move four amos away? Right? If I move four amos away, I'm making things worse. He's davening, and now I move away from his davening. So, in terms of the first question, I don't even hear the question. Let's link back a second. What's the reason by tefillah? What's the problem by tefillah according to the tour? That he's being mekabel malchus shemayim and I'm not. So what do I do? What should I do?
Stand.
But I'm still not davening. So what's the teretz? What do we say? It doesn't look like I'm doing something against what he's doing.
It's good.
Right? Then it's fine. So what's the question? If he's sitting and being mekabel malchus shemayim and reciting Kriya Shema, I can't sit next to him and do nothing? Why not? Right? It's just like standing next to somebody saying davening and I'm not doing anything. The whole issue is not to be doing something different. Right? So I don't hear the question of the Taz on the tour. Okay, but the second question is a strong question. How would it help to move more than four amos away? It might even be making things worse. Right? Okay. What does it mean? Similar things. When it says, then in the Tshuva Sadeinim it says that you can do, say, Tefillah, Kriya Shema B'Chaser, or things similar to that. So I would have said, any other thing which is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Now according to the reason of the Torah, I would have said, any other thing which is Mekap, which has Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. But the Beis Yosef says no. Beis Yosef says it means any other type of tefillah. Anything that has to do with tefillah at all, it's okay, right, to say, and you can be sitting and saying that, and it's not a problem of going anti the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. He says at the top of the second page, Kasuv Vagos Maimani is Perek Hay, Vishem Adainim, Div Osek Vitfilo Vikriyashma, O Vishar De Reshir Voshevach, Mutter, Vainzorch Larche Klum. You don't have to move away at all. That's how all our Rabbein Paskin. Even if you're just davening the parak of Ezo Makoman, Shenagu Likros Shachris, and the minhag is to read that in the morning, it's considered like you're dealing with tefillah. Since the minhag is to say before davening, it's considered part of davening. This also appears from Rabbeinu Yonah, Shekasa Vezelashono, that he writes, quote, when do we say that you're not allowed to sit within the four amas of tefillah? Dafka k'sheino korei kriyashma o psukim achirim. It's only if you're not reading kriyashma or other psukim. Avlam korei shum davar in the chachlum. If you're reading something else, it's not a problem. It seems like even Torah. But Rabbi, here's what I want to get to. Rabbi Yerucham kasav nire ki im hayoshev korei korbanos o psukim dezimra she'osur. Rabbi Yerucham writes that it seems that if you're sitting and reading korbanos or psukim dezimra, it's not good. Only kriyashma birchol seha. There is an opinion that if the person sitting is only reading Pesukah Dezimra, even that is okay. So what does that machlekes within Rabbeinu Yerucham depend on? Depends on whether you need Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim, or you need Tefillah, I think. Right? See, one could explain within the two or two ways. The problem is Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim, in which case, if I have to do something which is Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim, or all I have to do is tefillah. All I have to do is doing something that is a tefillah, that is davening. And then again, I'm not doing, as long as I'm davening and he's davening, then it's not a problem. Okay? The whole thing depends just on whether it's a din and he's davening and I'm not, or he's being Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim and I'm not. So if the issue is he's being Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim and I'm not, then I better be doing something that's Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim. If the din is tefillah, then anything which is included in tefillah is l'chera okay. Okay. If you look in Beis, in the same page, we'll look in Oz Beis in the Beis here. It says, Kosav Orchis Chaim Vezelashono. The Orchis Chaim writes, quote, Kosav Rav Baal HaTomid, Shemayeshev B'tzanam Espalel Cholosh. If the person sitting next to the person who's davening is weak. V'eino Yochol Lama Kol Kach Ad Shigmar HaAcher Tefillah. So he can't stand so long to the point that until the other guy finishes his tefillah, Nirash Shemutah Lo Leishev. So it seems that it's mutah for me to sit at Kan, end quote. Udvarav divrei teima v'tzarichiyun. Says the Orchis Chaim, very strange shita, that if you're weak, you can't stand until I'm done davening, you're allowed to sit down. The Li Nira says the Beis Yosef, dein kan teima, what's the problem? The weakness proves that that's why he sat down. What does the Beis Yosef mean? And what's the machlok between the Orchis Chaim and the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef? The Beis Yosef said, what's the whole problem? That it's near a kakofer, that it looks like I'm not be cursed. The Beis Yosef is holding like the tour, right? That it looks like I'm not be cursed. So what? So if he's being mekabel al malchus shemayim, I can't do something that's not being mekabel shemayim. But as long as it's clear why I'm sitting, then I'm not near a kakofer, then I'm doing it because I'm weak. I'm not doing it to go anti what he's doing, I'm doing it because I feel weak. So the meila, chushasa mechachas alav. My weakness shows that's why I'm sitting down. So there's no problem of I'm not being mekabel al malchus shemayim. What does Orchis Chaim hold, Rabbi Yisrael? What does Orchis Chaim hold? Why is it a strange thing that you're allowed to sit if you're weak? What does he hold? What does he hold? What's the reason? Makom Shechina. He holds that the reason is why? Makom Shechina. So the Neila, just like a person is weak, is not allowed to sit in the Beis HaMikdash, right? A person is in the Azor, he's allowed to sit? No. And only Malchei Beis David are allowed to sit in the Azor. Other than somebody else, leave. You feel weak, go out. And you can't just sit. If you faint, okay. Right? But you can't just sit down. So says Orchis Chaim, same thing here. The whole part is like the Taz, like the Mitzvah, Admas Kodesh. So if you feel weak, too bad, go move away. Right? You have to get out of these Arba Admas, but you can't just sit down. It's hard for you to get out of Arba Admas. Find some way, but you can't sit. He takes it very, very seriously, this Admas Kodesh, and therefore he says it's a Dvar Tema B'Tzarechim. And it's a strange thing to allow sitting down. Yeah. The Meiri gives two other reasons for this concept of not sitting Teichar Bahamas Chil Tefillah. The Meiri says, oh, I should point out one more point before I go on. It's clear in the Orchis Chaim, I forgot to put this on the Maamar Kamei, so it's clear in the Orchis Chaim that he holds on the Admas Kodesh idea. Why? Because the Orchis Chaim says something, but if you hold like the Torah, it makes no sense. He says, not only are you allowed to daven, and it's fine. Not only are you allowed to learn, and it's fine. He says, even if you're sitting like this, it's fine. Sefer Tachas Rov, he says, that's fine. That only makes any sense if the idea is Admas Kodesh. Right? Then, okay. At Admas Kodesh, I'm doing something that shows that I'm recognizing I'm at Admas Kodesh. I'm sitting with a sefer in my hand. I show recognition that I'm sitting in an area that is Admas Kodesh. right? But if the word is that I'm not being the kabbal of Shemayim, what does this help? Right? It's no better than learning, right? Even learning the Torah says doesn't work. So certainly putting a sefer under your arm won't work. The Aruch HaShem, however, holds putting a sefer under your arm works. Why? It must be Admas Chedesh, and his svar, it's a chiddush, but his svar is that as long as I'm doing something that is clear that I'm aware that it's Admas Chedesh, that's enough. And putting a sefer under your arm is enough to show an awareness that it's Admas Chedesh. Okay, it says in the Ivi.
Instead of the same Shema, would you be able to repeat Amakabal?
According to the Torah, yeah. According to the Taz, maybe. Not so clear. Not so clear. Alright, so it says in the Ivi. I'm not allowed to sit within the 4 amas of my friend who's davening standing up. It's an interesting thing. Let's say somebody's on a plane and he's davening sitting down. Are you allowed to sit down next to him?
Yeah,
he's
not standing up.
What? So, on his side. On his side. But Stodim is the same thing. Am I allowed to sit on his side? So according to the Torah, no Shiloh, for sure. Right? No Shiloh. According to the Taz?
Probably not.
It's 4 amas. Yeah? That's what I would have said. That's the Svara Pshuta. But then, that's what I thought. Then I thought, it can't be. Because if the Mispal himself is not standing by Makam Shechina, then there can't be a Mechayev on me to stand. The Mispal is for sure by Makam Shechina.
Why isn't he bringing the Makam Shechina to like a sitting? Why
isn't he has to, for whatever reason, he's honest, he has to sit.
Right, fine. So I'm saying the Makam Shechina, it doesn't. Like, isn't he showing his Makam Shechina just by davening, as opposed to by standing? So then why are you going to sit next to him if you're also in Makam Shechina? Like, he's creating what's
saying about standing.
Yeah, in a case where he's owning.
You're saying if he's davening, he's showing respect to that Admas Kodesh by davening.
Yeah.
But what am I doing?
I'm just sitting. Instead of standing there, you can't stand there anymore because it's
done. I hear. That's a good svara. It's a good svara. Right? Okay, the tzarechin, what would be? Okay, what would be? All right. Very good. He says, there is an opinion that this is only true if the guy sitting within the 4 amas is doing nothing. But if this guy is davening standing up, he emphasizes it twice, and I'm sitting, then I don't have to distance myself. Seems correct. The minig is to move away even if you're sitting and davening. This is only true if you're on the sides. But if you're behind him, the minhag is not to be makbid. Why? According to the Meiri, the whole svara why I'm not supposed to be sitting within Arba Amos is because, what? The guy davening is going to pay attention to me and he's going to lose his kavana. He's going to get confused. Okay? I'll just add the next point to the Meiri outside. Says the Meiri, there are opinions that it's also true, even La'achrov, that you're not allowed to sit behind him. And that, what's the svara for that? According to this, the reason is not the Torah, not the Taz. Shema yispalal al tzrachav, because the person davening might be davening for his personal needs. V'chavero shemei, and the other guy is listening. U'misbayesh, and the person is davening is going to be embarrassed. So again, if it's only usur on the sides and in front, then the reason why it's usur is because what? The guy might get confused. And if it's usur even l'achrov, then the reason why it's usur is because he might be embarrassed. So what difference does it make if I'm sitting or standing?
I understand what he's saying.
Meaning, the person who's davening is going to get confused by having somebody near him.
Distracted.
Right? This babble to us means his soul is going to get it all mixed up. Right? And if it's lachrov, then the reason is why, what? Because I might want to dive in something private. If I have somebody near me, I'll get all flustered. Right? I'm going to be embarrassed to do that. Another reason also meant such an idea that sometimes a person cries in davening, he gets emotional. He's going to be embarrassed to get emotional if there's somebody near him. So then what is this?
Anyway.
What? Yeah. Most of the Rishonim don't hold this way. But more basic than that, what's the difference according to Meiri then if I'm sitting or standing near him? If I'm sitting near him, he's not going to be. He's going to be embarrassed. If I'm standing him, he's standing near him. So then he's not. And if I'm standing in front of him, then he's going to be all fine. And if I'm sitting next, and if I'm sitting in front of him, then he's not. Then he's going to get flustered and confused.
In an area, not
Kedusha. Not Kedusha. So what's Pshat? What's Pshat? Why does it make a difference if I'm sitting or standing?
He says
that's Mefurish.
Can't just be that just like the
Lashon
that
he uses, and more of he assumes
you're not
listening to him. I think that's the Svara. I think the Svara is, right, that let's go to the second one first. If the problem is that I want to daven my own private things, then as long as he's standing, I'll think, no, he's davening, he's doing his own thing. Right? He's not going to be paying attention to me. Right? Just like in the Torah. If I'm standing, he's standing, so it looks like I'm davening. That's the whole point. The point of standing within the Torah is to look like I'm davening. Right? So too, if I'm davening and he's standing, so to me it looks like he's davening, so he's not going to bother me. He's not going to distract me. And I'm not going to feel all, like, you know, self-conscious by having somebody standing near me, because all of a sudden he's in his own world. He's davening his own thing. But if he's sitting, then, if he's sitting, then he's already, he could very easily start tuning into what I'm doing. So I'll get self-conscious about it. I'm not going to daven well. Or I'm going to get just bothered as well. I'm going to be interested in what he's doing. If I think he's davening, it won't bother me. Okay. I think that's the svara for the meeting. Okay, halacha lemaisa, what comes out? This will end. The Shulchan Aruch passes. Okay, there's a lot to talk about here. When it comes to the Achrov, there's a lot to talk about. You saw there's a big problem. The Rosh says that what's the source for Arba Amos? Because it says, I'm the woman who's standing here with you. Bazeh. And then the gematria is 12. And therefore, it's also Mikol Arba Ruchos. It's also from all four sides. But Zeh is not 16. If it's 4 Amos on all sides, it's 16. Zeh is only 12. So how could the Rosh say it's also on all four sides? Right? So what's going on? What? What?
She's a woman, and you're not allowed to.
Oh, so one svara is that it's also to stand in front of a woman anyway, back of a woman anyway. So we're not counting that last issue. It's also besides, but the tefillah issue was on her side in front. Standing behind the woman is also anyway. Another svara is that Chana was standing in front of the wall, because it says more earlier that you're supposed to daven panav el akir with your face to the wall. So the lefanav doesn't count. Another svara is that it means 12 amos in a circle, because 16 amos square is 12 amos in a circle, the Gemara in Sukkah says. Right? So it means 12 amos in a circle. The Aruch HaShulchan in source 11 says all these Teirutzim are all very weak. L'maisa, it's all Tos Sefer. Every time it says La'achar, it's always a mistake. Just like in Tosis, the Marashal put it in brackets, says it doesn't know. So in the Rosh, it's a mistake, in the Torah, it's a mistake. Right? And that's why, let's see Shulchan Aruch, number 9. Also, Leshe B'Soich Arba Amos Shel Misbalel. It's also to sit within 4 amos of the Misbalel, Bein Milafonav, whether in front of him. Beiminat Zodim, or on the sides. The Ramah says Bein Lacharov, or behind him. Toys is Mordechai Vasheri and the Rosh. But apparently the Disseis didn't have such a gear, so in any of them. Tzorech Laharcha Gabamas. You have to distance yourself 4 hours. The Mosek Bedvorim Shemitikune Tviat Filis. And if you're dealing with things which are part of the institution of davening, Vafilu Peperek Ezo Makoman, even if it's Perek Ezo Makoman, Eino Tzorech Laharcha, you don't have to distance yourself. There is an opinion that says it's mutter if you're learning Torah, even though it's not part of davening. This is the Rambam. This is only true on the sides. I will connect it if it's right in front of me. Even as far as I can see, it's Osir. Even if I'm reading Kriyashma, I'm still not allowed to stand right in front of him. I don't think we passed him that way. You know, right?
You can't sit.
Okay, in terms of Aleph, La'achrov, so there's a machlokes halacha l'maaseh between the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan. Mishnah Berurah says, V'vein la'achrov, it's if dalid, v'chein yiskim la'achroinim. La'achroinim hold even la'achrov, it's also to sit. The Aruch HaShulchan, Paskins, not true. And Tzif Beis, he says, like I told you, it's all a toes so fair, and it's not a problem at all. It's not a problem at all. He says, well, I shouldn't say not a problem at all, but he says, right? If somebody wants to rely on the Beis and the Lavush, there's nothing lost. It's okay. All right. In the Siv Beis, he paskins. The person is sitting, is weak, so then it's allowed. Says Mishnah and Siv Katan Yud, but it's well known that he's weak. And he can't stand. Therefore, he's allowed to sit. Because his weakness is showing that that's why he sat down. Okay, but again, I think that according to the reason of the Taz, that would not be correct. There's certainly room to be machmir on this, right? If a person feels weak, he should try as best he can to get out of the way and not sit down, because I think according to the reason of the Taz, then this is where it would not apply. Or at least there's reason to assume that it wouldn't, because the Orchas Chaim says it's a strange thing.
And we hope you could sit if you're saying
Krishma. Yeah. If you're saying Krishma, that's a lot.
And what about anything else?
B'shas Adchak, we passed and it's okay. Krishma is mutter b'lachat chiva. Right? Isaac Petar, b'shas Adchak, it's okay. Okay. In Siv Gimel, he passed my Yoshev Yoshev Kvar, the person is already sitting. The guy comes and sits near me. I don't have to get up. Because he came into my domain. It's still a midas chassidus to get up, even in this circumstance. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Yudalid midas chassidus, because the other guy, I should do him a favor because he did the wrong thing. He got up to daven within 4 hours of me sitting. Okay, I'm sitting fine. So he can neither makom kodesh shel tefillah, and my sitting is improper. It's improper. So he caused me to do improper things. So as a favor to him, I should get up. It's a midas chassid. It's a nice thing. You don't have to, but it's kedai. And this is learned according to Beis Yosef from Eli himself. Eli himself was sitting first, right? He was first sitting. Then Chana came. So why did he get up? Apparently, midas chassidus, right? Apparently, midas chassidus. Okay, and in Siv Katan Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says that in shul, there's no such thing. Well, this is my spot, and I was here first. I don't have to get up. The shul is a mokam lispalel. The shul is a place to daven. So I really have to get up, right? Even though I was there first, right? Because in shul, that's what it's meant for, to daven. So if he davens with my abamas, I'm really mechuyev to get up. Even if it's my seat, I bought it. He should be machmir. But if I'm learning Torah, he says, lo yachmir. Right? If I'm learning Torah anyway, according to many opinions, I'm allowed to, even if he comes first. If I'm learning Torah, to be mevatel Torah, to get up for him, you don't have to. Certainly, he says, if you have a rav and a talmidim with learning, and 10 people come to daven, you don't have to get up. Okay. I can't say that. I told you, I didn't add much, but I think you got a good overview of what the sugya is about. You have a balance now as well, yeah?
Schmutz? Yeah.